When I was in university, I was a biology major. I want to give you an idea about the period we're in from design within yourself. The parshiot that we read around Hanukkah invariably, Vayeshev Miketz, are parshiot surrounding dreams. Yaakov dreams, Yosef dreams. They share that. One of the little reasons that Yaakov so loves Yosef is they have that language in common. In fact, the way they meet at the end, they fall on each other and they hug. And there's this very interesting little machloket between Rashi and Ramban. Who hugged who? Who kissed who? And one says that it was Yaakov, after all those years, agony, breaks down, cries, and hugs. Who? Because crying is there in the singular. And the other says, no, Yosef. After the enormity of being apart with no communication, what was Yaakov doing? He was saying Shema. I said that's so weird, you know? Like they're hugging, and Yaakov has his arm around Yosef, notices his Casio, says, Sof Zman, Kriya Shema? Oh! And he says, Shema Yisrael. But you know what it says that he's saying Shema? I'm going to tell you what he says. By saying Shema, he's conveying the following. Yaakov says, Yosef, you had dreams, and you shared the dreams. I heard the dreams. The brothers heard the dreams differently. But the dreams I guarded, the dreams were dreams of greatness, dreams of liberation. So I know what dreams are about, because I had a dream. I had a dream of a ladder that connects man and God, that connects heaven and earth. What a dream. Angels, Beis HaMikdash, foreverness, Beit El. But you know something? Be careful. This world is so tricky. 20 years with Lavan, and you know what I started dreaming? We don't see the dream in the text, but we hear about it. He tells his wives. 20 years with Lavan, Ha-Arami, Ha-Ramai. 20 years with Lavan, and I was dreaming about speckled goats and spotted sheep and white and brown cows and sheep and flocks and herds. That's what my dreams were reduced to. Outsmarting the biggest outsmarter there is. And so Yaakov conveys at the end when they meet to Yosef, guard your dream. Your dream was a dream of greatness. Don't let Mitzrayim get to you. Don't let America get to you. Don't let your dream be for Baskin Robbins. It's not about chocolate chip. It's not even about Jamocha almond fudge. It's about Torah. So these dreams are always around this parsha. So back to biology. Biologists notice that you dream during REM sleep. There are different levels of consciousness in sleep. There's deep sleep. There's very light sleep, and in the middle is REM sleep, which is at times called REM, rapid eye movement. Two things are associated with REM sleep, as your eyes are flickering in the dream. Number one, you dream. Number two, it's the time that the pituitary gland secretes growth hormone. As though, Ribono Shel Olam, dear, sweet, amazing, beautiful God who makes us with meaningfulness in every pore and fiber of our being, is telling us, in order to grow, you have to dream. And it's always around Hanukkah, because that's what the Maccabees had. They never gave up the dream. That's what it's about. We light for 8 days. People in my shir know that there's a question famously attributed to the Beis Yosef. You can see it in the Beis Yosef. He has about 6 answers. Why do we have 8 days Hanukkah when it's a 7-day miracle? Because they had 1 day's oil. I had the schut to hear from Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, a different from usual approach. What science do the rabbis know? So everybody has a different take. If you hold they knew everything, nice. If you hold science didn't interest them, also nice. But certainly a middle ground that makes sense is they knew at least the science to observe the mitzvot and halachot they needed. They knew enough anatomy so that they knew how to shecht animals and examine their lungs and everything. They knew biology of the woman's period. Now surely in their scientific repertoire they were experts at lighting candles. So if you look at the physics of candle lighting, notice that. Candle in temple times means a little cup of oil with a wick. If you have a thick wick, it draws oil quickly and burns brightly. If you have a thin wick, it draws more slowly. So if the rabbis knew that, and of course they knew that, there they are, 1 cruse of oil. Why couldn't they merely have taken that wick and cut it into 8? Or a little more if there's loss for the sides, friction, call it what you wish. And they'd have enough oil for 8 days. No miracle needed, thank you. But there's a price. The price is there's a smaller flame. And the Maccabees weren't prepared to give up their dream of rededicating the temple and bringing light into the world. And that's why, by the way, Rav Soloveitchik always told Divrei Torah that had to do with how we observe halakha. Do you ever notice? We observe the candle lighting the way the Gemara says is the best of the best, Mahadran Min Mahadran. And that's the standard. That's rare in halakha. Usually in halakha, there's a compromise. We go middle ground. We go lenient. But that all of Minhag Yisrael is Mahadran and Mahadran, everybody has a Chanukiah. Everybody lights 1 to 8. Because that is what the rabbis, or more correctly, the Maccabim, did, the Chashmon Na'im, and that's what the rabbis instituted, to give the full light. We do the best of the best, because that's what they did. So I want to bless you as Chanukah is coming in, and we're learning about dreams. Don't give up your dream. And your dream should have a big place for learning and for becoming spiritual and seeing the light. Shabbos. Chanukah. Good Shabbos. Thank you very much for giving me a moment or two.
Question.
Yeah.
Now, at what point did Yaakov transmit to Yosef, don't let Egypt affect you, don't give up your dream?
I'm saying that the midrashic moment of the hug, when Yaakov, rather than being overwhelmed by the emotion, stands in for Kriya Shema. That's the message. Because Shema Yisrael is, I'm Yisrael. I'm the Yisrael who defeats angels and communicates with God, and I haven't lost that.
Do you think that was because of his original dreams, that up until Yaakov's entry into Egypt, he was able to keep himself?